Okay, we're on the bottom of Sadi Gimel Amad Aleph. We're bringing proofs to the concept that Messiah ain't bo mamish, that a person that is only helping out and he's not really necessary, that his mice is not considered a mice at all, not to be mechay of him and not to take away a chiyu from the other person. Omer of Papai, Mishmei Derova, Af Anan Nami Tanina. Papai said that he has another Mishnah that supports this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasus Metame Al Yodov, Hachamor Al Raglov, Shemeshanenes Hasus Al Yodov, Hachamor Al Raglov. Rashi, Hasus Metame Al Yodov, Im Hazov Roche Volov. The Zov is riding on a horse. The Tal is Tachas Achas Mi Yodov Shal Sus, and there is a garment underneath one of the forelegs of a horse, so it's Tame. Aval Tachas Raglov Tahora, but if it's on its back legs, under the back legs, it's Tahor. She'ein mishanto al raglav. A sus puts its weight down, it rests on its front legs, not on its back legs. V'hodis nan la'el dalet talios tachas ragli abehema tahoros lo grib yosi. I, we learned before that, what's it called, that if you have talios underneath the legs of an animal, even a sus, right, they're tahor, because each leg is the fourth leg, which isn't necessary. It can support itself on three legs, right? That this is not like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi Taka argues on that, and he says by a horse, the front two legs are significant, and by a chamor, the back legs are significant, because a chamor is just the opposite. The chamor rests on its back legs, not on its front legs. Shmur says the amai hokem esayeo bahadeh hadodeh, right? Lechora, why on the opposite legs, the back legs of the horse, or the front legs of the chamor, why isn't a tame there too? It's Messiah. Lamaisa, it's not needed, right? The ikar weight he puts on the back, but Lamaisa, it's helping out. Elamai, lab mishum damrina Messiah b'mamish. Here's another proof that something that helps out, but's not necessary, is not considered doing a maisa. Amar Avashi. What? What? No, no. He doesn't hold that. I don't know, but that much he doesn't hold. That much he holds that. What's it called? What? Because over there, Lamaisa, it's standing on all four legs. Here, Lamaisa, we're saying that a horse only. That's two from Mount Yomar. One holds that the ikar weight of a horse is only on two legs. Right, well, it's on all four legs, right? They argue that. The other one's right. The other one says the ikar is on all four legs, but since it could be on three legs, only one leg's a Messiah. So he holds right, the other two are, right? That's what Rashi says. They argue on that time. They argue on what's the Messiah. But they agree that it's Messiah in Bomamish. That's all. Om Ravashi, Afanan Nomi Tanina, Rebelezer Omer, Raglo Achasala Cleave, Raglo Achasala Ritzba. A Kohen is doing the Avoda. One of his legs is on a Kli. He's supported on a Kli, and one is on the Ritzba, on the ground of the Azara. The halacha is that the Kohen can't have anything separating between him and the ground. He has to be, just like there can't be anything separating, you know, Kli Sharis, between the Kli and the thing that's in it. So too, the Kohen is like a Kli Sharis, and the Ritzba of the Azara is also a medium for the Avoda. So there can't be anything separating between the Kohen and the, if he'd be standing on two Kalim, right, not on the Ritzba, he would not be able to do Avoda, because Avoda would be possible. So if he has one leg on a Kli, but one leg is touching the ground, Raglo Achas Olo Evan, Raglo Achas Olo Ritzba, or one's on a stone and one's on the ground, rowing kol she'ilu yinotel ha'kliv etinotel ha'evin yochol lamud al raglo achas avodosuk sheira. We look and see if you take away that kli, or you take away the rock, he'd still be able to stand up on one leg. So therefore, is avodosuk sheira. Because lamaisa, that kli and that rock are not significant in making him stand up. So basically, standing on the ground. The imlav avodosuk psula. But if he couldn't stand without that rock, couldn't stand without that kli, then he's standing on partially on the ground and partially on a kli, and therefore his avod is possible. Right? Even if he could stand without that, But Lamaisa, the kli or the rock is helping him stand, right? It's not necessary, but it's a helper. Elamai, so therefore why should his avoda be kosher? It should still be considered like he's standing partially on the floor and partially on a kli. Kamash malon, lab mishum damrinim, sayayim bo mamish. That's another proof that something that's a helper, that's not necessary, isn't considered significant. Rashi, kohen ha'omeid, agabe kli o evin. O shum dover hachotzeis beino levein haritzpah. Right? And Tosas points out over here, l'chora, an evin is min b'mino. Right? Usually we say that min b'mino isn't chotzeis. Something that's the same material isn't a chatzitza. So a stone and the ground is the same material. Why should it be a chatzitza altogether? So the Maisa Tosas says, since nobody's mevatel the stone there, you don't leave stones on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash because people could trip over it or whatever, so if you're not mevatel it to the thing, then afilu min b'mino is chotzitza. Others say that there's two different kinds of chatzitza. There's chatzitza where you have to have, like, the water of a mikveh, the body has to be immersed in the water. So if there's a chatzitza, min b'mino, it could be that, what's it called, that doesn't prevent the body from being considered immersed. But there's another kind of chatzitza where you need mamish to touch the thing. It's not enough that it should be considered immersed. It has to be that you actually physically touch the thing, right? Like a shofar says, if you have air, you hold the shofar away from your mouth and you blow through the air into the shofar. The air is not a dover mamashi, right? But it's still chotzeitz, because it's not the air that makes a chatzitza. It's the fact you have to have your lips on the shofar, and you don't have your lips on the shofar. So there, even min b'mino isn't that you actually are touching the thing. Right, then even min b'mino, even something that doesn't have a mamashis to it, is chotzeit. Because there's not an idea that there's something separating. You must touch the thing itself. Other kinds of things, you don't have to touch the thing itself. It just has to be considered like it's immersed in it or whatever. It doesn't have to touch it. Then something that's not mamashis thick, or it's min b'mino, is not chotzeit. Okay, but in any case, for whatever reason, is chotzeit over here, the evin? O shum dover chotzeit beino levein haritzpa, the avar avodaso psula. And he does the avod, it's possible. The chsi v'sheires kechol echav alaviyim ha'omdim. Shetei amidaso keshar echav. The amida has to be like normal people stand on the ground. The tonid Rabbi Shmuel, hova ritzmah kudeshes. And how do you know if they stand on the ground altogether? Because since the ritzmah has kedusha, uklisharis mekudashim, and klisharis have kedusha, and you put the thing in the klisharis, has to touch the klisharis. Right, it can't be separated from the klisharis. So, to the kohen has to stand on the ritzbah. He can't have anything separating. Okay, next piece. Omer Ravina afanan amitanina. Ravina says, I have another proof from a Mishnah. Kibel biyamin, who's small misayoso. The halacha is that a kohen has to do the avoda with his right hand. So, if he was makabel the dam, he was holding the kli in his right hand, but he was helping with his left hand. He was also holding the kli with his left hand. Avodosuk Sheir, it's kosher. Ba'amai hokam esayeya ba'adu yadodi. L'chora, his left is also helping, right? But since it's not necessary, la'ab mishum damrinim esayeyim bo mamish ma'amino, and therefore there's no psul of the left, even though the left is helping out, that's not a psul, because it's only esayeya. Small psul al avoda, small pasul avoda, k'dorim perakamad dechulin, kol mokam shenemar etzba v'kohuna enu el yamin. We learn now from Sukkim that whenever it says the coin has to do with his finger, that we learn it means always the right side, the right finger, the right hand, and so on. Okay, let's go on. Omar Mar, Ze Yochel v'Ze Yochel, Reb Meir Mechayev. Okay, we learned before that if Reb Meir holds, the only one, that if both of them can do it independently and they do it together, Reb Meir holds you're still Chayev. He doesn't have a miut to be Mechayev this case at all. He holds there's only two miutim and he uses them for something else. So even in a case where two people, each one independently, can do it, and they do it together, they're still chayiv. So iboyelahu. So now I have a shaila. Bo'inin shir lezev shir lezel dilma shir echad lekulam. What does that mean? Reb Meir says you're chayiv. Right? Does it mean that each one is considered like he's holding the whole thing? Right? Or the fact that they hold it together is enough? What's enough can mean? Do you need a shir for each one? If together, each one is considered holding the whole thing together, right? Each one independently is considered holding the whole thing, carrying the whole thing. So you need one shear. You need one grogris between them, right? And each one is considered like he's carrying the full grogris. Or no, each one's considered like he's carrying half. So there has to be a shear in that half for him. There has to be two grogerses. One shear for him, one shear for him. Tosfos says, why did the Gemara ask the kasha according to Reb Meir? We don't pass him like Reb Meir. He could have asked the question according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. By Ze'eno Yochel, Ze'eno Yochel. Two people can't carry something, right? Neither one can carry it himself. They're carrying it together. Everybody holds their Yerchayev. Okay, or not, but let's go. The majority hold it Yerchayev over there. That's the halacha. Ze'eno Yochel, Ze'eno Yochel is Chayev. So now, do you need a shear for each one, or do you need a shear just for one, and both of them are considered carrying the same shear? Why didn't the Gemara ask like that? So Tosfos says, Taka, there's another girsa that says, Ze'eno Yochel, Ze'eno Yochel. Not the case of Reb Meir, but the case of Ze'eno Yochel, Ze'eno Yochel. And Tosfos says, Lamais is another way of learning why it had to ask the question, Dafka, according to Reb Meir, even though the halacha is not like him, why it couldn't have asked the question by Ze'eno Yochel, Ze'eno Yochel. Because usually, if something is so heavy that no one person can lift it himself, it has a shear for two of them, right? The only time you could find a case where something doesn't have a shear, two shiurim, is if it's very light. But if it's so heavy that one person, neither of them could pick it up themselves, mistamet has a shear for both of them. So it's not a practical way of asking the shayla. So that's the shayla. Do you need a shear? But from Tosfos mashma, that the same shayla would apply to Zeino Yochel and Zeino Yochel. Do you need a shear for each one to be chayiv, or one shear, both of them? Is it considered like they're carrying it separately, each one carrying half, and that's what they're chayiv on? Or is each one carrying the whole thing? Right? Even though they're carrying it together, it's considered like each one's carrying the whole thing. Rav Chisda, Rav Hamnuna, Chadom ar shear lezeh v'shear lezeh. One of the pair of Rav Chisda and Hamnuna said that you need a shear for each one. It's considered like each one's carrying half. And the Chadomer and the other one said shear echad akula. It's considered like each one's carrying the whole thing and you only need one shear. Let's see, Rashi. Shear lezeh, grogrisim ochelhu. If it's ochel, for instance, Rashi says, you need two grogrisim, one for this one for that one. Okay, Omer Papa mishmei de Rava, afana nami tanina, right? Rav Papa said the name of Rava. I have a Mishnah that tells me that what's it called, that you need a shear, that you don't need a shear for each one. Okay, Hayoshev al gabi mita, the arba talios tachas arba raglia mita, the Azov was sitting on a bed, and there were four garments underneath the legs of the bed, four separate garments under the four separate legs, tameos, they're tamei. Because it couldn't stand on three. So all the legs are necessary to make this bed stand. Right? Tamar says, Vamai, Liboy Shear Ziva Lazev, Shear Ziva Lazev. You should need a shear for each leg of a Zov, right, whose weight should have to be on each thing, because you need the majority of the weight on every single thing. Here, the majority of the weight is distributed evenly along the whole thing. That's like both of them carrying the whole thing, not like each one carrying half, because each one's carrying half, and each leg is only carrying a quarter of the zav, and therefore shouldn't be tummy. Elamai, you look at the bed that each leg is carrying the whole zav, right? So you see, it's the same idea that one, it's the thing is if the each one is doing the whole thing, not each one's doing a portion. Lav mishum de'amrin shir echad kulan. So you see a raya from there. I have another mission that proves the same point. You have a deer that ran into a house. And one person stood in the doorway and held the deer inside, so he trapped the deer. He's chayiv because it's seder. If two people stood in the doorway, right, and closed it up, and either one by himself, could have closed in himself, but the way they're standing now, both of them are the ones that are closing it off, Turin, because either one himself could have closed off the door. The fact that there are two people closing the door makes it Shnayim Sha'asu. Lo Yochel Echad Nino, the Noel Shnayim, but if the doorway is so big that one person could not have closed it off, you need Dafka two people to close off the doorway, then it's Ze'eno Yochel, the Ze'eno Yochel. Neither one could do it on themselves. Chayovim, then they're Chayov. Vamai, liboy shir tzeda lezev, shir tzeda lezev, should need two deers, right? Because only one deer is captured. A half a deer is not called tzeda, You need a whole deer to capture. There's only one deer, two people. Why are they chayiv? Elamai, it's considered like both of them are capturing the whole deer. Lab mishum darmim shir echad akulam. So it's another raya. Omravina afanam anami tamina. We also have another Mishnah. Hashutvin shigonvu v'tavchu chayovin. Two people stole something as partners and they shechted it together. Okay? So they're chayiv. V'amai liboy shir tvich lezeh v'shir tvich lezeh. L'chari should need a shir of shchita, meaning another animal. Because, what's it called, each one is only shechting half of the animal. If you look at it, that not it's, if they're doing the whole thing, so each one's only shechting one simen. So it's not shchita. Elamai, it's considered like they're both doing the whole thing. And each one shechted both simonim, right? Right, this is a case where you steal and you shecht, you have to pay four or five times, right, for a shor or for a set. So, since they shechted together, if it's considered like they're each one shechting half, it's not a shechita. If it's considered like each one shechting the whole thing, then each one shechted the whole animal, then you'd be chayav. Lav mishum darmin shirech lekulam. Must be that, what's it called, that this is the klal, that each one is considered like he did the whole thing. Rashi. Shir ziva, sheyachbid rubo alav. What's the shir of ziva? That the majority of the weight of the zav should be bearing down on that thing. But tzorech lios kan dalet zavim. There should have to be four zavim on the bed in order for the four things underneath to be tummy. Because one zav, you only have a quarter of the zav on each leg. Elamai, you look at it as if the entire weight of the zav is distributed, not evenly, but completely on each leg. Noal echad b'fanav zui tzedasa. That's how you capture a deer, right? By standing in the doorway if it's in the house. Noal ushnam turim rab Yehudahi. The potter b'shnem yecholim, right? And this is talking where, what's it called? Ze yachol v'ze yachol, where both of them could do it independently. Rabbi Yehuda holds your potter, right? Not like, what's it called, Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Yehuda. Shir tzedas tzvi l'chol echad v'echad. You should need a different deer for each one. El shema minah shir echad l'kulam. That each one's considered like he's doing the whole thing. With Rabbi Yehuda, nishma Rabbi Meir, b'shneyem yecholim t'b'holo plikei. So even though the original question was on Reb Meir, but we can learn that just like in Reb Yehuda's case, where both could do it, right, it's still considered like both are doing the whole thing. So in Reb Meir's case, even where both can't do it, it's considered like, what's it called, like they're both doing the whole thing. Chayovim l'shalim, tashlumi dalad v'hei. You have to pay four or five for a shor or set. Okay, let's go on. Ravashi Omar Ravashi, afanan nomi tanina. I have another mission. Shnayim shotziu kona shel gardi chayovim. Two people carried out a reed that's used for a weaver, a weaver's reed. Okay, small thing, right? Why are they chayiv? And here it's talking where, like Reb Meir, zeyachol, even though both of them could have carried it independently, still you're chayiv according to Reb Meir. We don't pass them like that, but that's how Reb Meir holds, and that was we asked the Shailon. Right, I was thinking maybe that's why they asked a shy like this, because Rav Ashi has a proof from this case, so they wanted to mention the one where they would bring a proof to that according to Rav Meir. In any case, so they're chayiv. V'amai liboy shir hotzol lezeh v'shir hotzol lezeh. La mishum darmim shir ech lekula. The chori should need a shir for both of them, right? Enough to what's it called? To if it's wood that's not usable for anything else, you need enough to cook an egg, right? So you need to cook two eggs. Maybe it has a shear. How do you know it doesn't have a shear? Right? When you're talking about a deer, so if you don't have another deer, or if you're talking about shechita, it doesn't have a shear. But here, how do you know? Maybe it's big enough to have a shear for both of them. So Mar says, if it's talking where there's a shear for both, then just tell me any stick. Why dafka stick of a weaver? Because that's a very small stick. Must be to tell me that there's not a shear for each one. Maishno de Gardi, where it says, no, the Dilma dispe kede larog mapalazeh, kede larog mapalazeh. Maybe even that, it has enough of a shear to weave two, what's it called, mats. So that would be the shear for a Kana de Gardi. And the Maisa, what's it called, it's big enough for two of them. Elamiho lekalamashmin. This is no proof. The Ravashi's proof is no proof. Tani Tana Kameder of Nachman, Shnaim Sholtziu Kana Sholgardi Pturit. Two people carried the Konish Gardi together. Obviously, each one could carry it himself, so they're potter. Because Zeyachov is Zeyachov is potter. Reb Shimon mechayiv, and Reb Shimon holds your chayiv. So Moshe's klapi lai, it's just the opposite. Reb Shimon is the one who holds your potter in that case, and Reb Meir is the one who holds your chayiv. So Moshe's ela mechayovin, Reb Shimon potter. The Tanakam is Reb Meir, he holds your chayiv, and Reb Shimon says your potter. And Chanami, it should be switched around. Rashi. Kana di alma, akardi, urcha de milsav, hu ha'ola v'yori b'shti. This kana is the one that you use to, put the woof, I guess, or the warp, one of the two, right, through the other one. You can't just put you can't thread a piece of thread through a piece of yarn. You have to put something substantial on it. So they had this thing look like a little boat, and that was what you put in and out, right, and it made it possible to thread the loom. So that's called kana shagardi. Kana di alma sheino omed lahasaka. Davi shiro ke'etzim. Dilu hai shiro ke'de'ariga. Why didn't it say, if it's talking where there's a shear for both, tell me about a kana that's bigger. Why did it say such a small kana of ke'de'ariga? Klapi laya, klapi hechen. Which way is this going? Nepach dover zetz. Just the opposite. Ha Reb Shimon hu de potter shnayim shel tziu. Reb Shimon is the one who says when ze yochol v'ze yochol your potter, and Reb Meir is the one who says your chayim. So how could you have a mission that says just the opposite? Right, so the Gemara says that it's a Braisa, the Gemara says switch it around. Reb Shimon is the one who says you're potter, and Reb Meir is the one who says you're chayv. Hamotzi ochlin, pachus mikashir bechli potter. If you carry out food, less than a grogris, in a kli, and the kli is a nice size kli, right? You carry a barrel with a little bit of food in it. So you're potter. Af ala kli. You're potter not only on the food, you're potter on the kli too. Why? Because the kli... Shahakli tfelalo. The kli is bottled to the food. Your intention was to carry the food, not to carry the kli, and therefore, what's it called? Your potter even on the kli, because that wasn't your intention. Your intention was to only carry the kli because of the food. So machlokas here, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that it doesn't have to be food that needs the kli. You could have carried the food by itself. You don't have to carry it in the kli, but since you're carrying it in the kli, and the ikr kavan is the food, not the kli, you're potter even on the kli. And the Ravid holds, no, it has to be food that you need the kli, like soup. You couldn't have carried it without the kli. But something you could carry without the kli, then the kli is not bottled to the food, because the kli is not needed for the food. Right? It's just an incidental thing, then you're chayiv even on the kli. Okay, that's machlokas, we'll see as we go along. But that's, Shailavi, another is, when is it tuffel to the kli? Because since your intention is the food, the kli is subordinate to that, and the mela, no matter what, you're going to be potter on the kli, or it's tuffel to the kli, to the food, because it's impossible to carry this food without the kli, so the kli becomes bottle to the food. That's the idea. Okay. Why don't we say bottle? It's not people carry.
The kli. What? The kli. Most people when they take kli, they take it because.
No, that's not true. Most people when they carry food, right? They're carrying the food. They don't want the kli. No, no, love dafka. They wanted to carry the food. The way to carry the food is with the kli. That's all. The kli is not his main kavana. There wouldn't be any food. He wouldn't be carrying this kli. He doesn't want to carry the kli and get the barrel somewhere else. He wants to get the food somewhere else. Happens to have to carry in a barrel. That's all. That's his das. If his das was on the kli also, then chaynecham is chayet. We're talking where Iker is he wants to transport the food, but he needs a kli to transport it. And that's the machlokes that I'm on the right. Do you need the kli to transport it? Or you just choose to have the kli to transport it. But your ikr is not the kli. If there wouldn't be any food in the kli, you wouldn't move the kli. You're not interested in getting the kli somewhere. You don't want to get the barrel somewhere. As a chai b'mita potter, afal hamita. If you carry a living person, normally you're potter for carrying a living person, because chai no se atzmo. That's the Gemara's going to discuss later. Right? That living, for living people at least, you're potter for carrying living people. They didn't carry, but we'll see the reason later. In any case, and therefore, if you carry a person, even in a bed, the bed is tuffel to the person. And therefore, you're not chayiv on the bed. You're not interested in carrying the bed outside, right? Ambulance people aren't interested in carrying beds. They're interested in carrying people, except you have needed people and a stretcher. So their intention is the person, and the stretcher is bottled to the person. So you're potter even on the stretcher. Shamita tfelelo. Es hames b'mita. If you carry a dead person, who you'd be chayiv for the dead person also, right, if you hold that melacha shen tzricha legufa is chayiv aleha, right, so you're chayiv. you're chayiv l'chora on both, on the bed and on the person. But l'chora, well, let's see, but we chayiv on the person, right? The chen kazayis min ames, not only a whole mace, even a kazayis min ames. The kazayis min anevela, ukadosha min asheretz, all these things are chashiv, chayiv. You're chayiv, you take them out of your house, you're chayiv. Reb Shimon poter, Reb Shimon says you're poter, because it's melacha shen tzirich l'gufa. I don't want the mace, I just want to get them out of my house. Right, so that's called Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. Rabbi Shimon holds Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa as Potter, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv, and the Tanakam over here is Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi, is a chayiv b'mita, v'sulo mechayiv al atzo. So, you're not chayiv for a living person, d'hum mekel atzmo v'nose atzmo. Rashi says the reason is, because he makes himself lighter, and he's carrying himself. So they ask, l'chore, you carry balloons, you're also chayiv. And it's lighter than a person. What difference does it make if he makes him lighter? There's no shear of how heavy the thing has to be. So the fact that a person makes himself lighter, right, live weight is lighter than dead weight, who cares how heavy it is. Right? So basically what they say is that basically this is not the way they carried in the Mishkan. They didn't carry living things in the Mishkan. They carried dead weight, right? And since live weight is different than dead weight, that's not the same thing they did in the Mishkan. If live weight and dead weight would be the same thing, there'd be no reason to make a difference, just like they didn't carry tape recorders in the Mishkan. So you're not chayiv for carrying tape. But there's no different. There's no reason to differentiate between the aron and a tape recorder. It's the same metzias the gabi carrying, but it's not the same metzias of carrying an aron and carrying a living person, because the living person makes himself lighter. They ask though, the aron tackle also made himself lighter. Aron no seisanosaf. So the chayiv, they did carry things that made themselves lighter in the Mishkan, right? But not living things. In other words, here it has two things. It's a living thing that makes itself lighter, not something that by nes was made lighter, and it's an inanimate. Just the fact that it makes itself lighter isn't enough to differentiate if it's an inanimate thing. But if it's also living, and because of that, then it's enough different that it's not the kind of thing was done in the Mishkan.
They don't have to carry the animals in the Mishkan at all?
No. Why should they have to carry animals?
So to
pick up an animal. If you had to pick up an animal to shecht, there wouldn't be too many shochtim in this world. That's pulling is not that's havara. The chen kazayis min ames chayiv im hotzi. You chayiv if you carry out the body. The hoel metame hotzah chashuvehi. Since the kazayis min ames is metame, so that's a chashuv ashir. Lahatzolas min atuma. You want to get it out of the house to save yourself from tuma. For Reb Shimon poter, afilu amei shalim. Even for an entire body, you're poter. Davi malacha shen tzrich legufa, because you don't want the body. Right, and like we said before, you don't want it even to bury it, because you can't bury it on Shabbos. You just want it out of the house. The chol malacha shen tzrich legufa ela l'salka me'olav, any malacha that you don't want this thing, you just want to get. You would be happy there wasn't the dead guy would disappear. Right, you just want to get it out of your house. You don't need the thing itself. That's the way Rashi learns malacha shen tzrich legufa. Tosis learns that you're not doing it for the same reason they did it in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they carried things for their sake. They didn't carry them to get them out of somewhere else. So having lachash and tzich legufa, de birtsona lo balo. I don't really want to do this. I don't want to carry this dead guy. I'd be very happy if he walked himself out, right? Or if he, what's it called, or if he disappeared, right? It's just, I don't want him in my house. So that's called lachash and tzich legufa. Tzorich lo. Hilkach lab malacha mechaz machshevesi, l'Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, that's not called malachas machsheves. Malachas machsheves is, I need the result of the thing that I'm doing. Not that I just don't want, what's it called, the thing around. Right? I would be happier if I didn't have to do this altogether. Tosfos has a lot of kashas on this, and he says that together is, you're not doing it for the same purpose they did in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did it for the sake of the thing itself, not for the sake of other things. But just the svara that I don't want the thing, I would be happier if it didn't have to have it. Tosfos has a lot of kashas on that, not here, but in other places. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start the Gemara tomorrow. That's it. Gemara Chasima Tovet, everybody. And in case there was a bit of Torah here, or I taught you the wrong things or whatever, I ask you, Mechila, as the Shir.